Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the skies are clear and blue. In Tel Aviv, there's a warm breeze, perfect for a stroll. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures while Haifa basks in the sun. A lovely day across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel just an hour ago, Iran fired on Israel, reigniting a smoldering conflict with renewed strikes between the two nations. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that the IDF has approved expanded strike plans against Iran and is preparing for days of conflict with U.S. coordination and reinforcements on the Lebanese front. Also this hour, Axios notes that Israel has targeted Iranian military sites following missile attacks, marking the first reported Israeli strike on Iran since the April ceasefire. Separately, the Jerusalem Post explains that Israel could not let Iran's missile attack go unanswered, as Washington tries to balance negotiations with Iran while avoiding regional war. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today that the U.S. Embassy in Israel has ordered staff to shelter in place after Iranian missile barrages, leading to consular closures and further IDF strikes on Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24, an international news account, posted just minutes ago that the Houthis have launched ballistic missiles at Israel and announced a blockade against Israeli ships in the Red Sea. Dan Linnaeus, a military correspondent, shared earlier today that the IDF is preparing for several days of fighting and coordinating with the U.S., which helped intercept some missiles. He mentioned that about 25 missiles have been launched from Iran and two from Yemen. Amishai Stein, an Israeli journalist, noted earlier today that the IDF is gearing up for prolonged combat with U.S. forces assisting in missile interception. He reported around 22 to 24 missiles launched by Iran, while the Houthis fired two. Now for more on those stories, starting with the renewed conflict, Times of Israel reports that tensions have escalated as Iran and Israel exchange strikes. A massive Hezbollah bunker was found under Beaufort, adding to the complexity of the situation. The ongoing tit-for-tat raises concerns about wider regional instability. Turning to IDF's preparations, Ynet highlights that Israel is bracing for extended hostilities with Iran, calling up reserves and reinforcing the Lebanese border. Close coordination with the U.S. underscores the international dimension of this conflict. Civilians near the borders are urged to stay vigilant. Meanwhile, the Axios report underscores the significance of Israel's military response after Iranian missile attacks. This marks a departure since the April ceasefire, signaling a potential new phase in the conflict. The international community watches closely as tensions rise. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post discusses the dilemma faced by Israel and the U.S. in responding to Iranian aggression. While negotiations are ongoing, Israel's military actions highlight the challenges of balancing diplomacy with security. Regional stability remains a priority. Finally, JNS reports that the security situation has prompted the U.S. Embassy to issue a shelter-in-place order for its staff. Consular sections are closed, reflecting the seriousness of the threat. The situation underscores the risk to international diplomatic missions during heightened conflicts. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Tel Aviv stocks have slid as the conflict with Iran resumes, mirroring losses in Wall Street tech stocks. However, analysts urge caution, noting that early drops have eased after a U.S. market rally. Separately, Katek highlights that the Israel-Iran escalation is impacting energy and trade, with a petrochemical site in Mashahar struck. This expands the conflict beyond military targets, affecting oil and shipping routes and shaking regional financial markets. And finally, according to Globes, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange opened with sharp declines, with Tidhar Group receiving a lukewarm reception on its market debut. Hostilities between Israel and Iran have contributed to the continued slide of the main indices. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.